to number two.
Get that ASMR.
ASMR. Welcome to.
We don't know the name.
We still don't know the name. Welcome back to the
offline.
There's like four other podcasts named offline, so we're gonna explain that one real quick.
And we also that was kind of a
podcast with John B and AP.
Yeah, that's
and Sam B.
So today we are joined by a high school buddy. In the first podcast, we guys let you know that John and I are high school buddies. We now are in the fishing industry, and we've started this podcast. We decided to bring in a special guest for the second one, which is our buddy Samuel Dice. Dice?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the podcast. Thanks for joining us. We all went to high school together. We all went to high school at St. Vider High School.
Unfortunately.
I enjoyed Vider.
I had a great time.
Loved it too, dude. You just didn't like some of the people there.
No, I did. I liked a lot of the people there. I didn't like the teachers.
Yeah. Some of them. Some of them were cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it was, like, maybe not 50-50 on the teachers.
50-50,
but
yeah.
The not good ones were, like, bad.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It was, like, 0-100. Like,
yeah.
But, dude, I found out, like, one of my favorite teachers, like, passed away. Did you hear that Mrs. Juicy passed?
Yeah.
That's really sad.
It was a shame.
Yeah.
She was an awesome teacher.
She was awesome.
She was my environmental science teacher.
I had to bribe her. I went to Italy.
Oh, this is good.
I went to Italy in my senior year when I had her for, like, AP bio, and I hated biology. I was the only kid who had to take the final. Like, you know how, like, if you got a certain grade.
You didn't have to.
You didn't have to. I was the only kid who, like, didn't hit that. Or it was something with the test. I think you needed to, like, get certain scores on the test. I was the only kid who had to take the final.
So, wait, how did you bribe?
But wait, yeah, but, when you entered Italy, I'm so confused.
So, I didn't want to. I knew that I was, like, going to have to take this final.
Yeah.
And so I went to Italy and Giusti. She was very Italian. Yeah, so I brought her home a bottle of limoncello.
Limoncello.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it didn't get me out of the final, but it got me somehow like a B+. And I definitely didn't do good on the
yeah,
and she curved the hell out of it.
She was
I was
awesome.
The only kid taking it.
That's
so
awesome.
There's not much you can base the curve off of.
I remember when like Vine was still a thing. I'd take like vines during class, and we were on this like environmental science was like science for dipshits. Like,
wasn't your
idiots.
Vine my name?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and your dad
got salty.
He did because there was something.
He just was he was searching his own name.
Because it's his name too.
Yeah, he searched. What he did was he searched his name on Google.
Yeah, you're Alex Jr.
Yeah. Alex Perrick was my dad's name too, and John's Vine showed up, and it was videos of John just.
Honestly, like, kind of
they
being
were
a dick to
probably
you.
Yeah.
Definitely being a dick to me, but they were, man, I wish we could. That's one app I wish you could still view the old stuff.
They're probably
stuff
on my, like, one of my old phones or something like that.
Yeah.
I was throwing vines up during class, and we were, like, going over, like, we were at this bog or whatever, and she was, like, naming all of the plants, and, like, one of the trees was called, like, a pussy willow, and I had her, like, I kept asking her, like, what's the name of that again? And, like, she would say, it's a pussy willow. She
I actually think I remember that.
Yeah, she got, like, really mad. But she was so cool. She was awesome. In our last podcast, we talked about a lot of kind of interesting high school experiences. The time that Perrick had to sneak alcohol into my parents' house so we could get drunk at a 13-person party. What else did we talk about that was high school-related? Just the time, like, I guess we met.
Yeah, what else did we talk about?
Oh, yeah. Did you talk about that? That fishing tournament?
Oh fishing tournament. That's not where we met. We met in just, like...
That's where I met
Wait,
you.
That's
where I met you.
Can I really quickly explain my first impressions of you when I first saw
you? Yes, that's a good idea.
It was fucking hilarious.
Mine's pretty funny, too.
Yeah, when was the first... Okay, I'll go, and then I'll hear yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the first time I met Perrick, I was a sophomore, and Perrick was just coming to St. Vider. He was a freshman, and I was fishing with this dude named Dan Cleary, who was a year older than me, and we were fishing buddies. Like, not too many people in our high school fished, so we were
fishing.
It wasn't popular
like it is now in high school. It was like literally four people.
No. Yeah. So he's like, hey, Dan was like, hey, man, I got this kid. He's a year younger than you. He's into fishing. He wants to join the fishing team. Like, is it cool if he tags along? I'm like, sure, why not? Here comes this little kid waddling out of the car. He like goes in the back of Dan's trunk to pick up a rod. He picked up a Boo Garcia Ambassador with like neon yellow line and like a musky spinnerbait.
So it was like one of those big like round reels, like not like a bait cat, like it was just huge. Oh, okay, yeah.
It was shit.
It was shit.
This kid's a fucking dunce. And like, you don't say anything. You literally, I thought you were mute. I thought this kid was like deaf or mute, and he's just like, how's it going? Name's Alex. And then like just went to the point and started casting. Just like whipping the straight.
You also have to keep in mind like what he looked like at that age.
Oh, dude.
If we can throw up a picture.
Yeah, we can. Absolutely. You looked a lot different, honestly.
Oh yeah.
You changed a ton, like from your appearance, appearance from then on.
Oh yeah, yeah. When I was like, there was like when I finally turned
grown into the nose.
No, yeah. When I like finally was like 15, I finally like kind of started to, you know, change my body changes.
Wait,
and stuff.
15?
Yeah,
I would
sophomore year.
Go as far as say like 20 years old.
20 years old,
really
yeah.
Into full gear, there, guy.
once he grew the mustache, I think.
Yeah, honestly, the mustache is doing wonders for you. I was not about
the
it,
haircut,
but it definitely is helping.
Not so much.
So wait, what was the first time you met? I'm curious.
It was I think it was that tournament.
Oh, it was.
Was a text? It was texting.
Yeah, it was texting, and we were all sleeping at JNaps.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're like. I'm like, who is this kid? Yeah. You're like, he goes to Vider. I'm like, I've never seen this kid in my life.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, let's like mess with him. So you're like,
oh, I remember this. Yeah.
Like, tell him to bring the hot dogs and say you got the corn.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I remember
like, that's
this.
What. So I'm pretty sure he was like expecting me to have hot dogs and corn.
We,
but
we
also,
tried to play it off like you
didn't
know
like,
what you're talking about.
That tournament, like, I still wasn't fully into fishing then.
You were
like,
throwing,
I
a, you were throwing
fish,
a frog on a spike.
But Dice, you
yeah,
got the most fucking blow-ups.
I got the most blow-ups. I think I landed one fish.
Dude,
I
every other...
I like, nips deep to get one. And
every other cast, Dice was just
one.
Getting blown up. Oh, I got one! I got one!
I'd be across the lake
was,
and I'd see the splash.
It was an ugly
like,
stick.
No.
I had on a
yeah,
spinning rod.
Yeah, he was
yeah,
throwing
was
an ugly
stick
spinning rod with a frog.
Yeah. It was like my backup, and so I'm like, oh, this has braid on it. I'll throw a frog.
Remember PK was... Was that the day PK was twerking him too? Was that a different like?
No, you and Jack won.
Oh, Jack and I.
PK, that was a different.
Dude,
time.
We should.
I didn't go to that.
We
one,
should really reconnect with Jack. We need to reconnect
did you
with
know,
Jack.
Did you get?
This? He's home now.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Did you hear
he,
about
dude,
that?
He works
we
at.
Should go.
He works at Mercury or whatever.
Yeah, did you hear this? Yeah.
Jack is one of our good buddies too that we haven't really seen since high school.
So the company that I don't want to say work with, like the company that gave me my low is Brunswick. And, like, I don't even know. Like, I think he DM'd me. He's like, hey, I saw your name come up somewhere in the office. And, like, are you working with Brunswick? I'm like, yeah, why? He's like, oh, I work with, like, out of Indiana. I'm like, what the hell? Like, that's
yeah.
small world
yeah,
type
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Oh, I got I saw, like, your something about girlfriend on there. I got another good story.
Okay.
Okay, good.
The whole time before you and Morgan were dating, like, I legitimately, I'm pretty sure for, like, a year period, thought that Morgan was his younger sister.
No,
and
dude,
like,
that's why it started.
That's like what started.
Yeah,
remember?
Like no bullshit.
We need some. We need some context,
football,
though.
Like before the
no, there's no context. She's been a... Okay, so
I said I saw.
No,
let me lay out the context.
I deserve
to lay out the context. For those of you guys who don't watch Perrick's videos on his other channel, Morgan is his ex-girlfriend going on almost a decade now. It's been a while.
Where have we at? We've actually broken up now.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So,
got to put that out there.
So the I feel like I've told this story before, but the story goes like I don't know if it was me or
and
Jack
like,
or
at
you.
The football games because she was like
we would
Tom's,
see her
and we would like I don't know say stuff like,
and I'd be like
Perrick's
dude,
girlfriend like
yeah
I don't know like,
and we weren't that like personal with Perrick yet so like eventually one of us was like yo do you have a sister that goes to Vider because
yeah.
like this chick looks just like and I'd walk past her
oh
and
you guys had lunch and you would always
no
like,
I think
yes.
what
we
I think we had lunch and then Dice like came to our lunch one day and was like yo do you have a sister I feel like Dice was the one who like first started it though
Jack started it.
Yeah like so Jack when we started we're talking about Jack was
the
reason why
movies,
I met
yeah
but that was like before we people really watched our videos
yeah but still
like that was when I was getting 500 views and you were getting
OGs.
Like,
wait
yeah
like,
OGs
but you're still getting
I'm getting 500 views currently right now but it's been a rough month no the title about girlfriend that I had written down was this was for our first podcast. So exploiting your girlfriend for views.
In bold.
It was
there's
like
20
you
other
really
items,
want to talk
but
about
those
this.
Are just in regular.
You really want to talk about this?
I just want to talk like just some people.
Hit it off, dude.
No, I'm not.
Underhand pitch. Here
we
you
just
go.
Did. We just did that. Oh, here's a good story about Jack and you.
Me?
Yeah, yeah. When you dinged on my boat, you weren't here for this.
Oh no.
But you've heard
I'm
about.
I'm pretty
this.
Sure there's like. Is there maybe there's not video footage?
No, there's definitely not.
Like since then, I've heard just Perrick scream so many times that I can just like play
PTSD.
It. I wasn't even there, but I can just like play the whole thing in my.
So like we were fishing this like we were
dude,
fishing.
You, okay, can I say something real quick? You used to be vicious.
Yes.
You used to be.
I've calmed down, dude.
Vicious.
Even like a year
Napoleon,
ago,
15
Napoleon
years old
syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Is that what it is?
You for think sure.
Napoleon,
yeah. Just like not having to feel empowered.
Like intimidate
yeah,
me, bro. Like I like I'm. A year older than you, a little bit taller than you. You used to scare the shit out of me sometimes.
Yeah, and I feel like I've toned down a lot since then. Like, I'm not as bad, but I still have my moments.
Oh, no, for sure.
But anyways, so we were at my lake house, and we were fishing. Like, John was controlling the trolling
motor. You said, take the motor for a second.
Yeah, I said, take the motor for a second. I had to, like, rig up a rod or something.
Yeah.
All I remember was, like, tying up, and then all of a sudden, like...
Dude, a fucking random breeze comes
out of
nowhere.
Like, a chalkboard. You know, like, when a chalk, like, hits a chalkboard, like... And then I just look, I go, whoop. And I just see my boat just, like, scraping against a metal rod sticking out of the water.
No, it was a skeg.
And how long had you...
No, it wasn't
like,
a skeg.
It was a skeg.
No, you put, like, a little dash in the side, dude.
No, but the boat hit a skeg of a motor that was trimmed
up. Okay.
Believe me, I haven't forgotten
this. Yeah, okay. I thought you meant, like, my skeg was getting hit. No, like, a skeg of
a
boat.
No, a skeg on your fiberglass.
No, I'm just saying he loves skegs.
He does love skegs. We talked about it in the first episode. So he scratches my boat, and I just, like... It wasn't really a big deal at all. Like, he scratched my boat. Who cares? But I, like, got up, and I'm like, you have no respect for me. You have no respect for my equipment. I am done. Drop me off. This is bullshit.
No. Not drop you off.
Oh, yeah, you... I was like,
get off my boat. That's what you said. Get the fuck off my boat. I'm like, what do you mean? We're in Wisconsin. I don't know where the fuck I'm at. Like, what do you mean, get off my boat? I almost did. I was like, I almost got off the boat because I didn't know what to do. I was like, because at the same time, like... In your defense, like, yeah, it was your boat. It's a really nice boat. It's fiberglass. I felt like I was guilty, but, like, my excuse was, like, no one was watching the rear. And a fat fucking gust of wind came out of nowhere and just
kicked
the stern.
No matter how good you are at controlling a boat, you're going to hit your boat
against
stuff.
That's why I have an aluminum boat.
You're, like, it's bound to happen. I overreacted. But the funny part about, like, when I had tantrums and, like, when I still do, it's, like, it lasts for, like, 20 minutes.
But then you
it
get
gets,
happy.
It gets awkward
then
for a little bit.
You get so happy.
It gets awkward for a little bit, and then, like, happy. I'm just back.
Then you're like,
it gets, like, a little high.
Then you're like, You're like, yeah, you do. It's a little high. You're like,
he just builds it up, and he's like,
you know what he said afterwards? He's like, he turns out the boat. Licks his two fingers, rubs the scrape off. He's like, nah, it's all good.
And I'm like, oh, it's not that bad.
And I take my head and I fucking slam it up against the compartment. I'm like, dude, you just caused me to have a fucking, like, heart attack. Because I thought you were pissed. I like, and again, I didn't know you that well. I know you for maybe a year. Like, if you did that now, I'd be like, shut the fuck up, Eric.
Yeah.
It'd be different. But
it,
like,
would be different.
It was, and then Jack, of course, was like starstruck. He was like, whoa. Jack really didn't know.
No, Jack, that was like, our third time probably meeting. Jack was coming up. I don't know where you were at this situation. It was, I think you were up with us. It was me.
Yeah.
Me, you, Dice, and we were up at Dice's cabin. We used to go up. It was kind of cool. Like, Dice's parents had a cabin. My parents had a cabin. We used to go up there, like, for weekends and spend just weekends up there. And anyway, so we're putting away the boat, and, like, Dice's dad had, like, a nice, like, ski boat. What would you call it? Like, a deck boat?
It was
boat?
My grandpa's boat. Grandpa's, yeah. It was, like, it's a deck boat. It's a
deck boat. It was a deck boat. And, like, Dice, like... We'll tell the skiing story after this, but Dice loved to ski. He loved the water sports. He's a big water sports guy, and he, like, was
Jack
gonna,
of all trades.
Jack of all trades.
He was hunting just a few months ago.
No, I think, why did we have that out?
It doesn't
because you had his boat. Yeah,
it doesn't matter why we had it out, because this part is the best. So Dice is like, hey, I'm just going to put it away real quick. I will never forget this. This is probably the hardest I've ever laughed. Like, it was bad, but I was...
I want to say there was, like, a heavy, like, south wind.
Yeah,
coming
for
in.
Sure.
I saw exactly what happened. I saw exactly what happened. He goes to... So he obviously has a boat in forward, and he's going into a shore station. A shore station is, like, a big metal cage that holds a boat and raises it.
Parking spot.
Yeah, parking spot for a boat. And he, like, goes, and he goes to put it in neutral and reverse to slow it down, but he falls forward and jams it into forward and just smacks his shore station. Like goes into it. Like,
I hit it really hard.
Bent the shore station.
No, I didn't bend it.
Yeah, dude, you 100%
no,
bent it.
No, I shifted it.
Or shifted,
it, like
the whole...
completely shifted. Those
like
shore
you just relocated
stations,
the entire...
The thing about those shore stations, they're actually pretty light.
I love how Dice is just like, no, this wasn't that
they
big
are.
Of a deal.
No.
I just
it
relocated the
deal,
entire dock.
But it didn't get dented. It just, like, completely, like
full forward, full forward. It was just
so I had to get in the water and lift it up.
But it was cold, though, right?
Yeah.
It was, like, spring or?
Yeah, it was definitely probably spring.
Dude, was this the same? This had to be the same weekend of the skiing story.
Yeah, I think it was. I just wasn't, I wasn't physically there for that.
My dad was up there.
Your dad was up there for the skiing.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He definitely was not. So we're essentially all sitting by the fire.
No,
we were on his porch.
Oh, in your porch.
Yeah,
the
porch.
We were chilling after fishing.
Yeah, we were chilling, just talking, you know, relaxing. And, like, all of a sudden, Dice just, like, he does this weird thing where he'll just get up and just, like, walk away. Kind of, he's just like, wait. Like, gets up and just walks away. And John are like, well, like, what's he gonna, like, just go do something stupid. He comes back fully dressed in a wetsuit. Like just a full, tight wetsuit.
No context.
No context at all.
One ski.
One ski in his hand, and he just goes, I want to go skiing. And it's like 35 degrees out.
Raining.
Raining.
Dude, it was gross, bro.
Dude, it was gross. We weren't fishing for a reason. It was gnarly out. Sorry.
It was,
it was not good. What, like,
it was also like the afternoon and like it was the spring and overcast. Like,
yeah. Prime skiing conditions, exactly.
Anyways, he just like wanted to rip skiing so bad. And so I'm like, whatever. I drove the boat and I like flung you.
You were being grimy.
You was going like 35 and I'm like, dude. I got one ski. I'm like, I want to get some turns in.
To be honest, that was the hardest I laughed that trip. Yeah, because
you were just dying. Dude, I'm like, stop.
Dude, I think there's a video somewhere.
I have a video on my phone somewhere. From my perspective, like, Peric is driving looking forward, trying to like focus, doing a terrible job of it. And Peric throws dice into like, I just watched dice go into reeds, like grass. He's in like 3 feet of water. I'm like, oh my God. I like am on the deck with my back, just like I'm like holding my belly, dying. I'm like, he's gonna die. Peric doesn't know. Peric's just like, whipping him around. You're not even towing him, dude. You're just like literally, he had been pulling like 3 Gs, dude. You were just like this, like just trying not to let go.
He's definitely good. Throttle down.
Well, I mean, speaking of like also two shore stations, Peric, what about that one time you tried to pull a shore station up with an ATV?
It's a good story. Very good story.
Maybe a different podcast.
I think we should just keep going with it. I like it.
This whole podcast is about how we fuck up shore stations and docks.
So, like, there was like a short. I was trying to move it shallower for my.
Tell this one's okay, fine. From my perspective.
Yeah. I just like the way John does that guy's accent.
Yeah, this is.
So, this is up at Peric's lake house, opposed to Dice's. And this is, again, before I really knew Peric.
It was the same trip.
What?
It was that same trip.
What was it? That was a shit show if that was the same trip. Well, it might have been, because Jack was there.
Yeah.
It was the same
Jack,
trip.
Yeah, that was because that was the only time Jack ever came up.
Yeah.
It was like in the summer. Why were you pulling a shore station out?
Yeah, so no, the water like lowered and we were trying to like, or the water
that was
hired.
It
went hired. The water went higher and
who'd
we
they hire?
The water rose, is what Peric is trying to say.
The water rose, so then we tried to pull it in with like the ATV.
Your dad gave you a chore. He was like, I need you to pull this up.
Yeah.
And what he wanted us to do is all three of us to get in the water and, like, physically try to move it. But, you know, you're fucking Bob the Builder over here. You're like, no, we don't do it. I'm like, all right, do it. Like, I'm like, Peric, don't we have to do this? Or Jack was like, don't we have to, like, move the shore station? Your dad said we have to move the shore station. You're like, no, that's fine. So you got, like, a four-wheeler, and you backed it down this really steep slope, and the steep slope meets the water's edge. Like, there's no fucking break. It's just drop right into the water.
Mud.
And it's mud.
No,
but
I went forward. I didn't back because there was a winch on the front.
Oh, for sure. So you got the winch out, and you wrapped it around the shore station, and you went to go winch. So this is so hard to explain. I wish this was on video. You took the winch out, you attached it to the shore station, and then you engaged the winch, and you started to pull that line in. But instead of pulling the shore station up, the shore station stayed in place, and the ATV started to slowly go into the water.
Right, it was so close.
And you were in
to
denial.
The water.
You were very much in denial that it was going in the water.
Oh, what?
And it just kept fucking going eventually until it was in the water. And at that point, there was no getting your fucking ass out.
And didn't, like, the neighbor come
over? Yeah, and then your Russian, Ukrainian, whatever neighbor came over, and he and his fucking...
No, he was, like, on the boat, remember? He came into our cove. He's like, you need some help, like, because my dad was obviously back at this point, and he was pissed.
Rigid,
he was pissed, and I was like, oh, geez. And then that guy was like, you need any help? And then my dad was...
He's Yakko, or...
Yeah.
He's like... Oh, do we need any help with and your dad says, oh, Yago, I'm good.
I'm good.
Your
stop.
Dad,
I'm
though,
good.
Your dad comes down. The funniest shit I've ever heard anyone say to you. He comes down. He walks down. He sees the ATV in the water. You're up in your fucking neck trying to pull this thing out. Jack and I are on the shore just like, oh, God. Your dad has this face. And he's like, I can't believe you're that stupid. What are you doing? Your dad loves you, but he was just so like, what the shit are
mind,
you doing?
His mind was blown.
So what we did?
How dumb somebody can be!
Your dad took his Chevy Colorado, connected it to the four wheeler that was then connected to the shore station, and they just pulled all three things up. It's fucking hilarious, bro. I wish I don't know why the fuck no one had a camera out. It was seriously the funniest.
I know, man. Some of the stuff I just wish.
It makes me wheeze thinking about it. I was like, the other day I was thinking about that. It's so funny, and I was like, oh man. I wish you did that show more often, Peric.
So we decided to visit our buddy. He was studying abroad in Hong Kong. So John and I were like, hey. It was kind of cool because we were filming and we were like, we might as well like make a trip out of this dope and film. Trip, it was like
I've never been to like that far
Asia
east.
Or yeah. anything. Like that was our first time there, and it was crazy. So, anyways, we go to Hong Kong. Like, it's cool. We're not doing much fishing in Hong Kong because we were flying to Bali to fish, and like the whole trip. So we started in Hong Kong, went to Bali for a couple days, and then we came back to Hong Kong. And on the last day in Hong Kong, Dice was hyping up this track. And it's like a betting place with horses, and it's like his favorite place to go. And it's just
no,
like
you go on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So you go on Wednesdays. It's such a good place to go. It's open on Wednesdays.
Everybody knows.
It's just a great track. And like he hyped it up the whole trip. We like got booze. We started to walk, and it was a far walk. It was a good walk.
It was kind of a haul.
And we like get all the way there, the epitome, the end of the trip. And it was closed because it wasn't Wednesday.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was Thursday.
No,
like,
it was Wednesday.
What was the issue?
Because there was like some holiday during the week, so like everything got like jogged or something. That's literally what it was.
So what did we do? You ended up throwing up in an hour.
Yeah, I ended up like
which was so weird. Why'd you do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
We were so exhausted.
We were tired.
Yeah. And then I think we tried to go to like a bar that was closed because maybe it was a holiday that day. I just remember like everything being closed.
But dude, one thing I will say is Hong Kong blew my
home.
Hong Kong blew my mind. Like I remember we went out like super late. It was like 1 or 2 a.m. and crowds of people. Like seriously, the most insane place I've ever been to.
I wish we could have like gone out in Hong Kong because the way like Hong Kong's nightlife works is literally insane.
Have you ever seen Blade Runner?
Place all the white people go.
Have you ever seen Blade Runner or like, no.
I have not.
I don't think so.
Anyway, if anyone's seen Blade Runner, that's what Hong Kong is. It's fucking like the future. It's like 2040. It's so weird. Yeah.
Parts of it are all, like, remember where those fishing stores
were? Yeah, and it was quiet.
That's like, but
quiet.
That's not technology. Like, you look like you.
Yeah, and then we went hiking and like found a cobra and like birds.
That was crazy. We saw that cobra. Yeah.
But the purpose of that story was just this, like Dice just like
shit on Dice, basically.
It always just happens where something like that will happen, and it's hilarious. But hey, we wanted to talk. I don't know what you feel about this topic.
Wait, what happened in Hong Kong?
I wanted to talk about somebody in high school that we might have both had a crush on.
Oh my God, you're really going there.
I love embarrassing myself. I literally don't care about it because it's just like my life. So whatever.
Yeah, go ahead.
He was so mad.
I was.
Yeah.
So I guess we don't have to say names. We can keep it very general.
Yeah.
Samantha.
You know.
That's pretty weird considering my name's Sam.
Okay. Terry.
Just like drew that weird connection there. It's like his like names are similar. Can't have that.
LaFonda.
It doesn't matter what her name was. How do you put this correctly? So I had a crush on her. Dice had a crush on her. And Dice was kind of.
Love quarrel. That's what it was.
I probably had a little bit bigger crush on her. You were just, I don't know.
I love how he's measuring it.
I don't know. I don't know what, like, your whole plan was there, but you were, like, hanging out with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good.
Can I interject real quick? I think the funniest shit ever was, like, we all had, like a fishing group chat, and, like, Perrick, one day you just fucking lost it, and we're like,
Perrick, you were just so mad about it.
Like, Dice was just kind of like, yeah, whatever, like, he could care less, he could take it or leave it, but Perrick was like, Dice, you don't fucking care about her, dude, I'm really trying to pursue this, and it's like, if you're gonna waste, you know, her time, then, you know, like, fuck off, like, you know,
that
like,
was the purpose.
Like, but there was, like, that was your text for the night, like, there was, no one was talking about it, you just had this off, you had to get it off your chest.
Dude, you know why?
Ice fishing on like Christmas Eve too, or maybe it was on New Year's. I don't know, something like that. And he was just like reaming me out in the shanty.
Like legitimately though, like not like not poking or prodding. Like
no,
hey.
He was like actually mad.
Yeah,
I had to go like check the tip ups.
He's like, yo, dude, I gotta go, man.
What made it so funny is Dice wouldn't give a fuck. He would just be like, all right, be like, whatever, man. Perrick's just fuming.
You screwed all that up for me.
Remember that one time we went to Poygan? And we finished
such a good story. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Jack was there too, right? Who you used like
no.
You had like a Texas
just
fake
three.
ID.
That's the story.
Well, that was way to ruin the story, dude. Like,
Jack was there too, right?
Well, like we're about to tell a story. He's like, yo, dude, remember that fake ID? Like, what?
Was Jack there? I thought it was just us three.
Maybe it was.
I just remember I had like I was sick and you guys like picked me up and I like.
Was it you? This is definitely like, idea. Dude. There's a hot bike going on.
Bro, I saw a video of a guy catching fish.
We knew nothing about Lake Poygan.
It's a lake that is 7 foot across.
It's 7 feet across.
All the way across, like no
it's
shit.
Massive. I mean,
and there were
like,
just people going like everywhere. It was just like
we had
no clue what we were
no
doing.
No machines.
No, we did.
Walked out.
We did. We had Vexes and
No, snowmobiles.
I mean, like,
oh, yeah.
ATV,
oh,
snowmobile.
Yeah.
We had nothing. It was like slick ice. I'm pretty.
We just
sure.
thought we were gonna. We literally thought we were gonna walk out into the middle of this giant lake.
You couldn't see 20 feet.
Drill a hole and somehow just catch a bunch of white bass. Like we had this crazy vision.
Seeing as we had no fucking idea what we were doing, we figured we'd remedy that and get a full handle fireball. At the time, how did we acquire that?
I feel like we brought that with.
We did. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We brought that with.
We drank it on
John
ice.
Drank
the
all of it.
You literally drank the whole bottle by yourself. Like, yeah, I didn't even drink any of it.
And then.
That was like in. What were we like,
and then we went
17?
To like Little Dream.
No, I was 18.
Oh, no. You were in college. Yeah. Yeah.
I was 19. Yeah, because I had the fake. I got the fake in college.
This was your freshman year, my senior year in high school. Okay, got it.
And we went to Little Green Lake.
Yeah, and then we went to Little Green Lake.
Try to buy like bait.
No, so there was like a little.
Buy, like a case of beer.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, there was like a little like bait shop there, and at this point, John was pretty drunk, and like Dice was kind of like feel. We fished. We got there at like 6 a.m. Yeah, we drove throughout the night. We got there. We were like
it.
So mad we couldn't catch him, so we were changing lakes, and we like see this little bait shop, and John's like, I'm going to go in there and buy a beer. And we're like, you have a fake? And he like gives us his fake. It's not even him in the picture. It's like some random dude. Like, how did you even get that?
Text?
I found it. I found it at Ohio University. Some guy like gave it to me. He's like, do you want my ID? And I'm like, yes.
Look, nothing like the kid was like.
It worked forever until my mom took it. It worked. Oh, except that day.
I thought that shop took it. No,
they didn't. No, they didn't take it. No.
He just laughed.
Yeah, he just got denied. He just got denied.
She's like, get the fuck out. Texas? Yeah, right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
In Wisconsin fishing
yeah,
Green
the
Lake.
Middle of Little Green,
little green Lake.
She was
not even
laughing her
lake.
Ass. I could hear her laughing outside the door. Like, she was cracking up. Yeah, I tried to buy a 30 rack of Keystone. So you get an ID, and I'm like, yep. And I gave her this idea, and she just
John
started.
Was feeling good.
Yeah, he was feeling good. He was had a couple of shots of fireball.
Couple of shots, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And we caught how many fish that day? I think we got 3 bluegill.
We decided to go. This is about the Bali trip when we went snorkeling. And do you remember what somebody.
Dice loves this story.
Such Damn. A good story. Yeah.
No, like, were we snorkeling? Was this when your back got fried or spear fishing?
Spear
and then we were checking out the manta rays.
Yeah, the manta rays.
Which was so sick.
The manta rays. There's a video of this if you want to see the manta rays. But we were like. We were going spearfishing, and the guy we were going spearfishing with, just to like paint like a story of how like crazy Bali is with the current and stuff. Like this dude's, we saw this picture, and it kind of looked like the dude, like the captain of the boat. And we were like, "Well, that's a nice picture of you." And he goes, "No, that's my brother." Remember this?
Yeah, I was like
hardcore.
What was it?
Hardcore.
It was like, I told the story.
Like a 90 kilo GT he was holding, right?
Yeah.
They
so
don't know. It was probably big. Like
no, 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 no. In the picture.
Oh, yeah.
In the picture, yeah.
Sure.
It was
so
a dog tooth tuna. That
his brother shot a. We were going spearfishing. His brother shot a GT, and the GT.
It was a doggy.
Dog tooth.
Oh, tuna. Yeah, he shot a tuna, and the tuna dragged him into the current, and he ended up like passing away. Like
the
they,
fish killed him.
Yeah, they never
That's
found
mental.
Him. They never found him, and this guy was still spearfishing, and we were going out with this guy.
They found a spear but didn't find him.
Yeah.
Ominous as shit.
Yeah. That's scary. That's the picture. That's what's going on. We get in the water. We're like spear. And John's not a huge swimmer. Like,
So we're going
not
out.
Not salt water.
Here, no, yeah. You got to get. You're just like, that's the story.
No.
So
no.
We're going spear.
And John's not a swimmer. Yeah. Okay. So next topic. Yeah.
No, but we were going spear fishing. There's like this spot. Spear fishing off of Nusa Penida Island, which is just like a small island. Next to Bali, so it's like what is it like a 40 minute boat ride.
Yeah,
and there's this point like the first spot you hit where like all these manta rays hang out. So
that
like,
was chill. Admittedly, I
yeah.
Was cool
so,
with that.
But it was still pretty like wavy. But he's like, all right, here like we'll snorkel and then we'll go like spearfishing. But remember, no, it was like wicked out because we had a spearfish in those little coves because it was ripping.
Okay, real quick, give me 2 seconds to like put up my defense. First of all, strongest current in the world is like Indonesia. Like,
yeah.
Dude, it's like you're sitting in the water and you get pulled back 5 feet and then you get pushed back another 2. It's psycho.
Yep.
And then also, when I thought we were
spearfishing.
It was also
a bad day, too, though.
Yeah, it was windy. It was shitty. I thought we were like spearfishing like 10 foot flat, 5. I get in the water, 60 fucking feet of just clear water, and I'm like, I hyper like I don't do that, bro. That shit's scary. I don't do that.
Well,
I applaud people who can do that.
There was a remember that dude that was on that boat? He had 1 foot.
He had 1 foot.
And
one
he was
foot.
Diving 60 feet.
So and I look like a pussy.
Yeah, so he jumps out. So this is, I was getting, that was what I was getting to.
Yeah, but you just like jump. You're like telling the story okay. about his brother. And then you're like, so we're like in John, the water. Like,
well, I was just
trying to say that we're not spear fishing now. Like, otherwise it would be confusing.
Okay. Yeah, good job. I was just, thanks, Dice. Yeah, thanks. You killed that. You know, you honestly helped me. No, it's no, on I'm me. Being, it's I'm on me. Serious. It's on me. No, it's on me.
I'm being serious. Very fucked up on that.
So have you guys ever seen like, that Amazon ad when you're clicking through Amazon of that like huge face mask that has like a snorkel at the top that like
it's like a bubble. Yeah, you're
it
like
looks fucking
lighter.
Sick. It looks sick. Okay.
And you just wonder who buys that. Like you're like who buys that product? Like, oh, hey, this well, guy. Buddy John just like pops. He didn't want to wear the mask they gave you, so he pops this thing on. And he like gets in the water.
The thing is, he was like a snorkeling virgin. Like, yeah. It was the only.
Bro,
year
I've never
before,
done that before.
Yeah. The first time we went to Indonesia, that like. He went snorkeling for the first time. He's like, oh, I don't want to snorkel. He loved it.
Yeah, he loves
it. Back on
yeah,
fried.
Then I got
but yeah, so John just a complete, the next year, he's back in Indonesia. He's like, I'm going to up my snorkeling game. Yeah.
Bro, I went from 2 to 60 feet of
he's
water.
He's browsing on Amazon and he finds this bubble. Literally looks like Buzz Lightyear.
It's
and
got like, it's the, got like a the, dong on the top for breathing, and then the whole instead of like just
we
eyes,
gotta get a picture.
It's the whole
the picture
thing
needs
that
to
goes
pop
on
up.
Your face. But here's the trippy part, okay? So it sounds like it would work. It's like a mask, like you're like fucking Apollo 19 on this shit. Like you look like a spaceship astronaut, motherfucker. You put this thing around your face, but the problem is any sort of leak that gets in there, it fills up the entire mask. So you adjust your face a little bit, and water seeps in there, and you're just like nose mouth. You're breathing in water from like, and I'm like. Dude, it was the scariest thing ever. I swim all the way out there, and then I put my head under, and as soon as I put
well,
my
your head floats with that thing. Yeah, you literally can't go underwater. Yeah.
And it, like, sucks your face, too. It, like, it's this crazy pressure. It was, I legitimately was like, I'm gonna fucking die in Bali with this stupid Amazon. And I was, so, and the problem was, I was so pumped to use it. I was excited. Yeah. I was showing you guys, like, this thing is sick. I even did a video prior. I was like, yo, guys. It's going down tomorrow. I'm going to go snorkeling with this fucking Buzz Lightyear mask. And, dude, I like swam, like, 50 yards out. I was like, I'm going to dive. I wasn't feeling it to begin with. And I go down, and I can't fucking go down, like you said, because the face is, like, buoyant. And then
that's
I, like,
why I filled up with salt water.
Yeah, then I press down harder, and it just fills up with salt water, and I just sucked in a bunch of salt. And I was like, I take the thing off, and the captain of the boat's just laughing.
Do you remember where our captain did?
He threw the buoy. He's like, this is what all the Chinese people come with.
And he had to throw in the buoy, and John like lassoed onto the buoy like it
flat
was like
out dying.
He was dying, and
it
like
was a rescue mission.
Our captain pulled him in, yes. And like, dude, he was upstairs. Like, you would
he
like,
didn't even get to spearfish, yeah. Or he didn't even
like,
want
bro,
to spearfish.
Bro, it's funny, but like,
water.
I seriously
you
think I could have
so
fucking died
water.
If he didn't throw that buoy at me.
Saltwater poison.
Okay,
like
I'm admittedly I'm not the strongest swimmer. I didn't expect us to be spearfishing in the like the abyssal zone of the fucking Pacific Ocean, and I've got this mask. And here's the funny thing too is like. Like, later, I, like, looked up the reviews of that mask, and people flat out fucking, like, die from those things. Like,
I'm not surprised.
There's two people in Australia that died from wearing those masks because it fills up with fucking water. And I didn't bother to do any research. And I'm like, oh, my God.
And, like, it gets stuck on your head, so you can't take it off. Oh, man.
That's it. Just the shit. It fills up with water, and it gets stuck in your head. And if you can't pull it off because it suctions with the water
in. You panic. Oh, jeez. So bad.
Oh, I was a dunce, man. Anyway, I shot zero fish. I ate some dragon fruit on the top of the boat.
That was a good story.
Suffered.
That was a good story.
But after... The one buddy with the one leg shot a what did he shoot?
Bearfish.
Like he shot a bluefin trevally.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you shot some fish too, didn't you?
I shot a couple parrotfish.
Yeah. Admittedly, like the other day when
did
I
order a pizza.
Mm-mm.
We
should order it right now.
It's not gonna come in the time we're done with the podcast.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting. People want to know what we're eating for. You don't like that idea.
Is it mukbang?
Dude, can you calm down, man? It's like we shoot you an idea, right?
Honestly,
has he been ganging up on us? On this podcast?
Bringing up all these stories in which you've yelled at me just gets me stressed. Okay. Hey, we ate Portillo's today. That was the first meal I had.
Oh. I had Portillo's too.
Dude, guess what I ordered and it fucking
ruined me. Dude, wait.
Dice is going to hate me. Dice, one thing you used to get mad at me so much about is the food I'd eat. You used to get stressed. You'd be like, why don't you eat tomatoes? Why don't you eat lettuce?
Cause he was like missing out on all this like good stuff. He's like, Kraft mac and cheese and a hot dog, please, microwave.
Oh come on, dude! I didn't do that.
He did that. That's definitely that was what definitely you ate.
Kraft so mac and cheese. This
fifth
was the,
grade.
This
was like, I'm mac and cheese and hot dog. You didn't. That's all I'll eat. You're one of those kids.
Let's just get to the story about Portillo's because, like, so we get off the plane today and John, like,
Ty's gonna tear me a new one on this one.
You drank like a huge cup of coffee. You were like feeling yourself. Like, I was shaking. You were like getting like you just ripped through my fridge, ate an apple. He's like, I need to get food. So I'm like, dude, Portillo's. He's like, yeah, let's go to Portillo's. Yeah. Get to Portillo's. This is what he orders. The most odd three. Here, just take a guess on the oddest three items you can possibly order. Like a dessert, a side, and
that's what he got.
Yeah, like a dessert, a side, and a main course.
You ordered the most ridiculous stuff. All right, you probably just got guess, just pasta. Guess.
Fuck ass.
No.
You're wrong.
First item's a burger.
Okay.
Which is modest. That's good.
Then he gets fine. Then yeah, he gets chili. All and right. Then, cold, he, cold, then cold, he gets chili. A chocolate shake.
No, cake
or
shake.
Or chocolate cake shake.
All right. First of all, honestly, I don't find anything wrong with that.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
I'll break it down.
Now,
I'll
you look like a fuck ass.
First of all, the burger at Portillo's is
good. Really good. Charboiled.
Yeah. I used to always get the burger as a kid. I haven't gotten there in a while.
You guys don't realize how big this moment is for me.
Chili.
For Dice to finally say that my order is sufficient.
After sitting in the stand all day.
Sounds good. I almost went with chicken
nudie. In a snowstorm on Halloween, the whole time I was just thinking, oh, God, I need chili. Some damn chili. It's true.
This
what,
is a big
true.
Moment, you guys.
So, like, seriously. It's literally a snowstorm, and you, where did you just come from?
Texas. It's 37 in Texas right now.
I did see, like, the top of that brutal. Was getting some snow, too. But
yes.
Like, chili's not a big deal. And then the chocolate cake shake is, like, the staple
it's
item
endemic
of Portillo's.
To Portillo's.
Like, that's, like,
exactly. here's the deal. Here's the deal, though.
So
you drink a large cup of coffee. You drink a large.
You haven't been back to Chicago in so long.
First
like,
time I had
no,
Portillo's
just gonna
in a
cut
year.
You off. That is, you, like, yes. A top-notch order, honestly, in my book.
You drink a large cup of coffee, you get chili, a burger, and a chocolate cake shake. Your butthole is feeling that in about 20 minutes.
No, for
like
sure.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
not the argument. Yeah, I mean,
yeah. If that's the way you're looking at it,
yeah,
I thought you were saying like you got the most ridiculous items. Like he got a like I thought you were gonna say you went to like Barnelli's or whatever.
Barnelli's is a fucking.
And got like pasta.
Dude, every time I go to Portillo's, Barnelli's, like, how are they stay? Like, how does that section of the business?
Well,
like, it's never.
Like today, I got the chopped salad.
I get the pasta from, dude. You ever had the baked mozzarella from Portillo's?
I get the chopped salad.
It's good. Honestly, like Portillo's is good.
But I guess for me, I don't fuck with salad. And every time I look at Barnelli's, it's just
salad. Yeah, you don't fuck with salad at all.
It's like broke-ass grilled chicken with some salad. Fuck that shit.
What was the
ribs? They got.
I've never
I
had.
I always get the
ribs
when I was a little kid.
Is it good? Actually,
my sister used to get
the
ribs.
I was a kid. I haven't had ribs in so long.
Big rib guy. What were we getting into before we got in?
We're talking about how we almost went blind drinking
rice
wine.
Oh, the rice. Oh, yeah. That's a good story. So this is the Komodo Island. So this is part of our Hong Kong. Or this was part of the Bali.
Real quick. I want to say.
You didn't even join. You didn't partake.
I was really tired.
I want to talk on the phone. What happened?
I thought we were fucking cool for a second. Dice, I thought we were cool.
Oxford, Ohio.
Dice, I thought we were cool for a fucking second. And then you turn on me like this.
Nah, I'm just
bullshit.
I'm just,
it was good. I enjoyed that.
I haven't seen you in a while. So
I know.
Dice, remember
no,
us?
But for real, I did bail.
We saw this bar like up the road. So Peric and I walked to it.
First of all, you have to explain what a bar looks like in Komodo.
This was like a sweet bar.
Was
so
it
like,
actually nice?
It was like an island bar. Because
some of the
like
restaurants
like
and bars
on
are like
cliff,
a tent.
And like, no, it was like a nice bar.
Oh, was it? Okay.
They had live music in there. They had like a fire pit out front, but where Peric like puked in. But
dude, I throw up a lot. Like, sorry to like go on a tangent, but like I throw up a lot. But when I drank that, it just like was instant.
All right.
Dude,
let's jump back in here. So we go to this place, we have no money.
I suck at telling stories, go ahead.
We have no money, and the only thing, like the cheapest thing on the menu, like Komodo's really cheap, but for some reason this place was like kind of expensive, and we also just didn't have a lot of money, but it was like $1 like rice wine shots. Like it was probably like honestly 50 cents like USD. But
wait, what?
The guy grabs it. We're like, all right, we'll take three of those. The guy grabs, like goes underneath like the bar, grabs a plastic water bottle that looks like someone peed in it.
Come on.
And just pours it. And keep in mind, it was literally 100 degrees out. And this is just an open, there's no windows.
He didn't like
on
open up
bar.
A fridge. Like he grabbed, like he just.
He literally grabbed it from underneath the table.
It was like a water bottle like this.
Filled. So
filled
it's insinuating
like,
it's homemade.
Filled like
someone's
yellow,
it's homemade.
Yes,
yellow liquid.
Yes.
Just a yellow liquid.
And so
liquid.
We didn't know that yet. We, rice wine. Like, oh, rice. It's something they drink in Asia. You know, like, think it's like a common thing.
Holy
shit. Oh, it's just like the deal. Well, we drink it. Peric pukes.
Instantly?
Yeah, like I take the shot.
It was terrible.
I took the shot.
Dude, like steaming hot.
Yeah, try.
Not even like, not like room, not even room temperature. Like,
oh, man.
Like, it was definitely the temperature of whatever it was outside. Yeah. It, like,
and it's fucking hot. It's April in Komodo.
Yeah, it was 100 degrees. And he pukes.
Oh, fuck.
I take it. I think we ordered like a Coke after that, and we had no money left. So we like drink that, and we're like, all right, we got to go back. And like I said, like it's a one way, and like this truck was there, so they picked us up, and it's like a one way road, like a circle. And so
oh,
we had
that's
to go
why, yeah.
past all these other bars, and other people got on the little bus trolley thing to hit the other bars, and we had to go all the way around because we were at the top. And while we're in there, these people from like the Australia, I think, were like, "Oh, you guys were drinking rice wine? Oh my god!" Like. You gotta be careful with that. Like, it'll make you go blind. Like, that shit's homemade. And so, like, Peric's like, we get back and we're both, like, gagging ourselves.
Yeah.
And we get in and talk to Johnny. He's like, oh, that's just like moonshine. So, we, like, didn't really put
talking
that in
me?
Perspective. Yeah, yeah. You told us that it's like moonshine can, like, also make you
oh,
go
oh,
blind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
how you make it.
Yeah.
But
if
then,
it's done the wrong way. But I think it's
yeah,
pretty rare.
We got,
though,
like, we didn't realize how common. Right, so, I mean, clearly they were serving it at a bar, so it is like very common. Because going back on the spearfishing story, after we had like
oh
a
yeah
cookout,
we had rice wine that time
we had
yeah.
a cookout like
that's all they
where
were
we
drinking.
Ate all the fish, and they were drinking rice wine that probably someone local made, and he just said like once you start drinking rice wine like don't drink anything else because you'll have like the worst hangover ever.
Oh,
yeah,
you can't mix it. So again, I'm only telling the story to one up these guys. About the rice wine story, but it was, I think, 2 years ago, three years ago, it's when the iPhone 8 came out, I believe. That's the only reason why, that's the only timeline I have of this. And it was Rob's birthday, and Rob and I went up to Washington to catch a native steelhead. It was a fucking disaster of a trip. We ended up breaking so much camera gear.
Oh,
it rained every single day, and like as you guys know, you can't film in the rain. And it was actually when the new GoPro 5 came out too, and the GoPro 5 wasn't as waterproof as they advertised it, and I just had so much shit break that trip. Anyway, I fucking squirted out a video, and I was like, all right, Rob, I don't want to fucking fish anymore. Like, we're done. He's like, it's fine. Like, it's my birth. Like, my birth is in a few days. I'm gonna celebrate with some people I grew up with, because Rob lived in Washington, I guess, for a bit.
I think he like grew up. He like was born in Texas, then moved there when he was like younger,
yeah.
and then he moved back to Texas.
Yeah. Again, I don't want to. Like, don't quote me on this, but Rob's got some friends in Washington. He's like, it's my birthday. I'm going to spend some time with my friends. Again, like, I don't know any of these people. I just was like, I was down for it. I was like, whatever. Yeah. Like, let's roll. And so we met up with like actually a lot of fucking people, that he had known when he was in Washington. It's like 10 folks. And like, we went to this bar and I don't fucking remember. We went really hard. Ended up getting kicked out of the fucking bar. I got banned. I dropped my phone into a pitcher of beer. Destroyed my brand new iPhone 8 or 7. I don't know. I think it was the 7. Maybe it was the 7.
Just wrecking things.
Just breaking
when
shit.
You're
right
all
again.
Gassed up.
I broke a window at the bar. That's why I got kicked out. Yeah. They cut me off and then they kicked
Wait,
me
that,
out.
At
do you
that
remember
one?
That or no?
Yeah.
I did not know
I
you.
Do. I remember that part. So I got what happened was
Dude,
is
he
I
loves this
they cut me off after they saw me put my phone in the beer and try talking into it. Like, everyone around thought it was funny, but like the bartender saw me do that and he's like, "You're fucking drunk." And I'm like, "I'm so sorry." And I was like, "I'll stop doing it." And I didn't stop doing it. I took my phone after I realized it was broken and I punted it. And when I kicked it, it hit the window and like cracked it really bad. And he's like, "You guys need to go." And I was like, "I didn't fight it." Like, I was like, "Yeah, you're right. I'm being a dipshit. I was being really shitty." So we left the bar. And we went to like a supermarket to get more alcohol because that's what we really needed. And we went to this like what's a supermarket like? It's like the Jewel Osco of Seattle. I can't think of the name of it, but like we went to the main.
Oh yeah, we went there. I don't. It's like a Publix or whatever. Just
yeah, it's
in
like
that,
a Publix
something
like
that area.
So we went in there and we were like, long story short, just kind of goofing off. Like, it was clear that we were drunk. We had a DD, but our DD like left. So, like, we had no means of fucking getting home. We were like, oh, shit, we're at this grocery store. We're, like, sketching, like, the employees out. And they're, like, really pissed at us. So, like, they call the cops. Like, we weren't doing anything crazy, but, like, they
weren't
called.
Weren't you driving around, like, the handicap cart?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe. Maybe.
That's not that bad. That's hilarious.
I was just driving around this little cart, like, the little carts
like,
they
did
have.
Did you, like, roll over and, like, you hit an aisle, like?
There was an aisle that had a bunch of boxes because they were restocking that night, and it was right before their okay, so we were being really sketchy, I'll admit. So they were restocking that night, so they had a bunch of
so
empty boxes.
I took, again, regrettable.
I don't like messing with people in retail. It's like really rude and shitty. But I took the automatic cart and I rolled over all of these boxes, and the boxes were like flying everywhere because it would get caught in the tracks of the cart. And, like, a manager came up to me, and I remember he grabbed on the handlebars of the cart, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I injured my ankle the other day, and I've just, like, I can't walk. Like, I know, I regret this. This is so shitty." And I'm like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I the only reason I have this cart right now is because I just can't walk." And one thing I also left out, too, is, like, Rob's friends drew, like, dicks and stars and, like, their names over my face. So my face is caught. I look like fucking... like Gucci Mane, like with fucking tattoos all over my face. I look like Boon Gang. Like, and he looks at me like about to just slap me, and he says, "Okay, just calm down." I thought he was gonna fucking kick me out. I was like, "Oh my God, how did I just get away with that?" So after that, I was like, "We should leave. I'm being ignorant." So we all leave, and that's when we realize our DD left us. We're like, "Oh my God, like where are we gonna go?" And I don't know why we didn't call an Uber, but like we walked in the parking lot, and there was like this chick and her boyfriend there. And we were like, "Let's just ask these guys for it." Complete fucking strangers. They were in a, I remember it was a Ford Explorer, like an early 90s Ford Explorer.
Didn't Rob like buy their groceries?
Getting there.
Okay.
So we were like, "Hey, can we get a ride? There's four of us, like me, Rob, and two of his friends. We just need to go to this address. It's like 10 minutes away." And they're like, "Yeah, sure, if you buy our groceries." And I'm like, "Oh, no doubt. I got this." So I walk in with this chick. Mind you, this is like fucking 1 a.m. to buy groceries, like kind of weird. No one's at the shop, and I go back in there, and they're like super sus. Like, "What are you doing back in here?" I'm like, "No, it's chill. I'm just buying this woman's groceries because she's giving me a ride." And she go like, I wait there at the counter, at the cashier's counter, and she comes back with like fucking, what did she come back with? Like window cleaner, bleach, like cough syrup, and like something else, like something like fucking some sort of hardcore cleaner, like Ajax. And I was like, kind of weird late night list.
And you're in Seattle.
Seattle. Yeah. I was like, kind of a weird, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, "Well, whatever." And I kind of like get a look at the chick, and she's like pretty, like she's weathered. I'll just say that. Like she's pretty grimy. Her hair was super greasy, and like she just looked rough. Again, buying all these interesting items at 1 a.m. It's okay. Whatever. I'll give her, it's $50. We head out. I'm like, "All right, thanks so much for the ride." She's like, she was so stoked that we bought this. Like, meaning as if, like, she didn't have the money. Like, she was pumped that we bought this. It was almost like she walked into a perfect situation as to where we needed something and she needed something, and we helped each other out. So we get in the car, and we're like, "All right, we need to go to something Issaquah." And it was only 10 minutes away, and we're driving driving down the road, and we get, like, 2 minutes down the road, and she's driving. Her boyfriend is in the passenger seat. We're all in the back seat of this fucking shitty Ford Explorer that smells like literal cat piss. It was disgusting. And she's like, "Hey, do you mind if my boyfriend smokes?" And we're like, "Yeah, whatever, no biggie. Like, just fire up a dart. Have at it." And this guy pulls out a fucking doohickey, and I'm like, "What the fuck is this?" It's not a cigarette. It's not a joint. It's a fucking meth pipe. He pulls out a full-on meth rig,
and you still didn't have an idea that that's what those ingredients were
no,
for.
No, I was pretty drunk, and I was just oblivious and dumb, and he fucking sticks a little torch underneath the glass, and I'm like, "Whoa!" And it smelled like piss in the car, because apparently, like, it's heroin that smells like piss, right? It's one of those.
Asking
I think,
the wrong guy. This is going down a dark hole.
Wow. No, I mean, we weren't doing it. It was just crazy that we were in the situation. I've never been in a city. I've been like in big cities before, where like around people who smoke like heroin, and it's supposed to smell like piss, and that's the reason why the car smelled like piss. I was like so confused, like it's like your dog pee back here. It smells awful, but I didn't want to be rude because they were giving us a ride, and I think he was smoking either meth or I think he smoked heroin too. I don't want to sound like an idiot. I feel like it's good that I don't know how you.
Yeah.
But
he was
literally
doing something that was
dude,
hardcore.
Rob was like, "Stop the fucking car." Yeah. And she's like, "What's wrong?" He's like, "I've never seen Rob." He like the whole night he wasn't really. He was like kind of like having fun, but he got super serious. Like, stopped the fucking car. She slams on the brakes. We like roll out of the car before she even comes to a complete halt. And I don't know. Someone called someone else and we got a ride home. But it was psycho, dude.
That's crazy.
They were smart. They needed all. They needed all that gear to smoke meth. Like, I guess that's what you need to like smoke, like create meth or some sort of household drug. Fucking psycho. Yeah, that was. That was my white rice wine story. That was my rebuttal. It was kind of, I did a shitty job of telling it. It was a long
time.
That just sounds like a ridiculous night, from breaking a window in a bar to
getting a ride home
with crackheads.
Yeah. We need to make sure we include like some John B. bar stories. I feel like I'm always the one who gets like.
That was the only time I've been to a bar though.
Remember when we went to the Cubs game for your birthday bought a like $300 like limited edition.
Oh yeah, hat.
We both did.
We got to tell some good stories. But hopefully you guys enjoyed. I mean, I feel like this was a solid podcast. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us.
Honestly,
thanks, Sam.
Much easier than I thought. You just kind of roll.
Yeah. We want, honestly, that's kind of what we wanted. I feel like sometimes when we do like a Guggencast or something, it's just a little bit too, you know?
Well, like, what's cool is like I'm in the mood to like talk and drink and chill. I haven't seen Dice in a long time too. I haven't seen Perrick in a long time as well.
Yeah.
So this is neat. Again, if you guys have a name, suggestion for our podcast, that'd be fucking sick, because we still don't have a name for what we want to call this podcast.
What was the name?
I like Chirped.
Chirped, yeah. I like Chirped too. Chirped?
Chirped, because we're constantly chirping each other. Yeah, that's a no for Slam.
No, it's honestly not a bad
Hey, let us know if you guys like Chirped.
What was the other one? Never Stop.
Never Stop Talking.
Never Stop Talking. That was like a
plan. That's not bad.
I feel like we've...
The problem is there's a lot of podcasts have names that are good.
And I'm surprised Chirped isn't one.
No, Chirped's
not. Chirped's not one.
So. I'm sorry.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Appreciate it.
Peace out. Yeah.
Yeah, Dice, you want to, you can follow Dice on Tinstagram. What do you have?
Tinstagram?
He's got Instagram.
Yeah, you can plug it.
What is it?
Rolling Dice.
Rolling Dice, the best Instagram of all time. Rolling Dice. Check him out. Peace out. Thanks for watching. Dope, guys.
That was good.
Thanks, Sam.